Thank you very much, Madam Chair. My thanks go as well to the High Commissioner for Human Rights, as well as the President of the Human Rights Council and all the panel for their valuable contributions. At the outset, I would like to say how proud my country is to belong to the core group that has adopted this resolution. And this is something that Tunisia is very proud to focus on, as Tunisia has a firm commitment towards the principles of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. We have an unshakable faith in these indivisible and interdependent principles. Human rights are the cornerstone of any democracy, such as the rule of law. My delegation would like to align itself to the statement made by Romania on behalf of the core group. And we welcome this session on ensuring equal access to justice for all. And we would like to commend as well the selection of the themes for this session, as they reflect the importance of an independent and effective justice as a main pillar for the rule of law, governance, and a prerequisite for the protection and promotion of all cultural, political, civil, economic, and social rights. These themes do encourage as well accountable and effective judicial institutions. My government has tried within the COVID-19 pandemic to ensure the continuous work of the judiciary through the remote delivering of justice. We have tried to adopt a program for easy access to electronic justice for all, especially litigants. We have also adopted procedural guides so that we can give updates and facilitate the access of everyone to justice, including women. At the end, we would like to say that it's very important to bridge the electronic and digital gap, and this can be done through reinforcing international cooperation programs. Education is very important in supporting the culture of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, and a just and independent justice. And thank you very much.